Hello, listeners. This is Darren, and welcome to another episode of The Criterionist. A look at the Criterion Collection 1, spine number at a time. This is episode 36, so we're going to take a look at spine number 36, and that's Henri Gortez Clouzot, The Wages of Fear. Sorry for that pronunciation. But yes, 1953. Just so you know, I will spoil this film left and right, and so just be warned, just watch the film first or listen at your own risk. So yeah, let's get into this film. It begins in a small town in Mexico, Las Perdas, I think it's called, and it's hot. It's very hot. People seem to be stuck there. I think some French people are just stuck there because there's no money to pay to get out of this town. There's no car. They don't have a car. I'm not sure their situation fully, but they're stuck. So there's this U.S. company, oil company, who owns the oil all around. So for some reason they're there. There's a setup there, and there's a fire, and they have to put out the fire by sending nitroglycerin there, and people have to drive it, but the terrain is pretty rough and it's pretty hard to get there, so it's pretty dangerous. But the characters we meet, Mario and Joe, who's like a rich man who gets stuck there by plane. He arrives by plane, but he's out of fuel or something, and he gets stuck there. He needs to get out too. And then there's Luigi and Bimba. They get hired. And then someone else gets hired, but Joe he's like an ex-gangster, I think. So he works his magic, and the other guy is gone, so he is the replacement for him. Mario's our main character. He's not a great guy. He's mean to his girlfriend Linda, played by, I can't remember her name, I should have it in front of me, but from Diabolik. Also the wife of the director. And she's great in both films, but yeah, Mario's the main character. He's rude. He's mean to Luigi, his friend. Mario and Luigi. I guess I'll bring that up. It's funny that Mario and Luigi are two characters, but I guess it makes sense. But yeah, he's not nice. Joe's even worse, but I don't know. Older. So not as scary, not as, maybe more scary, but not as cool as Mario. So yeah, they set off on this adventure, this very intense adventure. So Mario and, what's his name, Bimba are in one car, and then Joe and Mario are in the other. They stay far behind, so if one explodes, the other one doesn't. And then these intense, crazy scenes of trying to get over obstacles happen throughout the film. One of the first ones is like a narrow road, so they're just speeding through it, so they don't have to go around anything. But they're going too fast, and they're about to run into each other. One's going too slow. That's pretty intense. And then there's this crazy scene on one of the hills, going up a mountain, and there's this like pier-like thing that they can back off on, and so they can make a good turn. And the first group, Mario and Simba or Bimba, get there, and they almost break it, but they get through, and they try to warn. They try to warn Mario and Joe, but No luck, no time either. And Mario shows his true, not his true self, but he shows how stubborn he is because, yeah, when Luigi and Bimba did it, they barely backed up. Mario backs up all the way, knocking Joe over. Joe's like, "No, stop." He's like, "No, I gotta go farther. Stop." And then he's like, "Stop." And then he knocks him off the thing and he falls down the hill. This scares Joe pretty well. So he climbs up and hides as Mario barely makes it off this thing. It's slick. He's like sliding almost because he can't. There's no traction. It's breaking. It's pretty wet wood. And it's gonna break pretty easily. Then he gets stuck on the wire. So then the wire goes, and you're just like, oh my gosh! If like he falls, it's gonna explode, and that's it for our character. But he makes it. But man, these scenes are very tense, very effective. One of the next ones, there's a boulder that they use part of the nitroglycerin to explode. They drill a hole in it, or they don't drill a hole, they make a hole in it and then pour the nitroglycerin in, and then Luigi goes to put it out because it's going to be a big explosion and tries to save him, but then it explodes and we're hiding, and then like rocks are flying everywhere, including hitting our nitroglycerin tank, and we're pretty nervous that whole time. I was. But we make it through. So then, yeah, Luigi and Bimba are shown talking, and then it cuts to Mario and Joe, and we see an explosion, and it's just like, oh my gosh, they're gone, just like that. No real warning, just normal scene, and then boom. It gets pretty rough after this. They find the site of the explosion, and there's just, it's crazy. There's the pipe they're following just spewing oil into this big puddle. There's tracks that they say it looks like a plane took off, the truck tracks, the truck that the truck has left behind. It looks like a plane has just flown off, and the one guy says it did. Trees are just missing the leaves, missing like the branches. They were just blown off. It's very weird. It looks like a bubble was there and just took everything with it. It's very, very surreal and tragic. And then they have to get over this puddle now that the explosion has made. So Joe is in there in the puddle, like moving branches, but he forgets one, gets stuck, and Mario's driving. If he stops, they're stuck forever. And they can't get out, so he keeps going. He crushes Joe's legs, and that's hard to watch. It's like, oh my gosh, stop, just stop that movie. And then he gets out. No, he gets stuck anyway. Pulls out Joe, and there's like, they got these prop legs where their legs are just broken and flopping around, and you can't watch it. It's very effective again. Then they pull out. The truck, he Joe, Mario has to like go under the oil and wrap it around the tire so they can pull it. It's just like, oh my gosh, these two are going through too much for $2,000, which isn't a lot. Probably back then it was, especially for the kind of situation they were in. And it's just like, this isn't even worth it anymore, but they keep going and going. So they're almost there. They're gonna make it. And Joe is not doing too well. He actually dies before they even get to the fire. But then Mario makes it. He gets there and then collapses. The guy said, "Oh, he's not. Is it?" They're like, "Is he dead?" And one of the guys is like, "No, he's just asleep. Obviously, he's collapsed from pure exhaustion from going probably throughout the night and just all the stuff they went through." But then I think he gets double the money, and so he's excited. He calls home, and everyone in the small town is dan starts dancing, and in celebration that he's coming home. And he's just dancing. He's dancing himself in the truck across the road, just swerving back and forth. But then it's nice. It's actually pretty nice. It's celebratory. It makes you happy. And then it gets the editing, the cinematography gets more and more intense, and you become frightened. Then in like a really quick smash cuts, Linda, his girlfriend, falls to the ground. They're like, "What happened?" He's still just laughing, going back and forth, but more and more quickly, and then he falls, and then the truck just smashes to bits. It's one of those things where you get a real truck and just throw it down the hill. And man, it's such a good crash. One of the best down the hill crashes I've ever seen. It tears up that front part, where the driver sits. The back gets pretty torn up too. And then just a shot of Mario, like holding the ticket for the money, and then it says the end. It says Finn, but the end. And then you're left with that to ponder. Yeah. So, yeah, let's get into some themes, I guess. What I saw in the film, yeah, it's very good. But I guess I saw some jobs, the desperation for jobs. These are all males who take this job. A woman wouldn't be able to probably in that time, but this is all about the need for jobs to take care of family, take care of yourself. Maybe a little bit greedy, maybe a little selfish, but they need the job, so they take it, even though they will probably die. The guy pretty much says, "I'm going to take multiple trucks, so at least one of them makes it," because he doesn't have any faith in maybe the American oil man has no faith in anyone making it. But he's just taking a chance by sending two trucks. I think he says he's going to take three, but none of the drivers are good enough. There's this montage in the beginning where the they're testing drivers. It's like driving school. And he says, "Why did you, like, you're not good enough. Get back." And then Joe doesn't get sent in, and he only gets in because he talks his way into it, and then maybe kills a guy at that if he's a replacement. He's the substitute, and so he probably just kills him. One guy there's the first hour is the setup before the truck driving. I knew this was a film about intense truck driving, but I didn't know there was an hour of just setup, which is very good. It's a very good set up. But someone does hang themselves because they didn't get this job. Again, the desperation for jobs, like these people have all been searching. When there's a car that's announcing through a speaker that jobs are open, people are very excited, said, "This is finally it. This is finally our chance." But everyone's saying that, and it's very limited hiring positions or whatever. And so someone like hangs themselves, and it's tragic, it's terrible, but you kind of understand. Yeah. Also, this film is just very intense. Maybe the first instance of what Dirty Jobs, the TV show, was trying to do, just proving like this happens. This is a job for people, and Henry is kind of trying to the director. He's kind of saying like this is hard, and people do this in real life. So appreciate people, and like your, I don't know, your supermarket truck driving jobs. Like people risk their lives to bring you your cereal, or put out fires. In this instance, they're doing good, and some of them do die. And I think that's what he's trying to get across. He's also trying to get across just what people will do to get money to support themselves, support their family, support just, I don't know, even there's even kind of a sense of like these people just need to do something. They've been sitting around sweating all day and they just need to get out of the house and do something. Even like, oh, it's gonna kill us. Mario just doesn't seem to mind. He just wants to accomplish something. And yeah, that's pretty pretty crazy. Yeah, I guess I can get into the conclusion, what I thought about it. It's great. I probably like Diabolik more, the other film from this director. But this one's awesome. Yeah, I had a great time watching it. It's 2.5 hours, but it goes by pretty fast. I don't feel that much. I usually am pretty impatient with films that are longer. But this one really had a flow to it. The first hour is just set up, but pretty good setup. There's this Joe guy, and there's a pretty good cast of characters. I mean, Hernandez is a funny character. He's like the boss of the place where some people work, and he's kind of a silly character. And then you got Mario, who's super rude and kind of cool still, but still not a good guy. And then, yeah, like I said, Joe is pretty good. Luigi just is singing all the time, so it's a good cast of characters, good setup to them. Then you got these crazy intense scenes where people are just driving trucks, and but the stakes are high because they're luggage is explosive. And then you got that ending, that cynical ending. Maybe another theme, just jobs like slowly kill you. Not in this case, it quickly kills him, but just the stress and the intensity of the jobs can just ruin your life. That's probably why Linda falls down. It can also hurt your family. But it's a necessity still. Yeah, I guess that's another theme. Just thought of that on the spot, guys. So yeah, the acting's really great. I don't know if this is good for the film. It kind of took me out of it, but in the best way. Like, oh, they had to do all this crazy driving stunt work on, like, in real life. There's no special effects, just real trucks driving through like oil. I'm not sure what it actually was, but like, oh my gosh, don't get stuck. The pier thing, the built pathway on the mountain, like, oh my gosh, what if this actually falls? And it does need to fall, so like, it needs to fall just in time. It's very intense, very crazy. Yeah, pretty great film. Very, very good. I don't know what else to say about it, but definitely another hit from the Criterion Collection. Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at the Criterionist. Listen to my other podcast, The Rosebuds, which I co-host with my friend Andrew. This week we talked about WALL-E, continuing the Pixar series. Also, you can go listen to our top 10 films of 2014 and an episode where we rank every other film we saw from 2014, the one before that. That's a lot of fun. Very long, but very worth it. So please go listen to that. Read my movie review blog, schmuckforlife.wordpress.com. That's schmuck F-O-R life. I got some reviews from 2014. I also am doing a Friday the 13th series blog every Friday, and a James Bond one every Friday. Every 2 weeks, I just update those. So go read that. That's a lot of fun. And yeah, next time is Time Bandits, the Terry Gilliam film. Film I like, but don't know if I love. I can't wait to rewatch it. I seem to, because I'm going to be more critical about them, I have to talk about them. I seem to pay more attention and really look at the film, and I think I might enjoy this one a lot more than I did last the first time I saw it. Yeah, so I'm excited about that. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. Bye.